Good morning. We are continuing Chayyot and Hilchus Shabbos. Klal Lamadal Lamad Hey. Mistartet and Memachek, and we're talking about finding some ways to use lotions, creams on Shabbos when the gzera of the concern of Fuet does not apply. We still have the second gzera Shamayim Mereach. So if a person has an option of using a lotion, something which pours, as opposed to something which has to be spread. So if and when we've taken away the gzera of refuah, as the person can use the lotion, so a person should do so. So a person can wants to apply something topically, which can either come in the form of a lotion or a cream. A lotion being much thinner than a cream, it pours. A person should use a lotion. If that's not going to be sufficient, it's not available in the lotion form, what the person needs is something which comes as a cream. There still is a gzera shamayim mereach, so the solution is to do it with a shinui. The person has to apply it to themselves with a shinui, and the shinui will act as a reminder not to come to be mereach. So there's a few aspects of the shinui. For example, let's say a person, the Chazon Ish suggests that usually these things come in some form of a tube. And normally a person squeezes out a minimal amount and just applies it to the right spot, as opposed to taking the tube and squeezing hard and a large amount coming out. So that would be a sufficient shinui, he says, to allow one to apply the cream, again, once we've solved the problem of the concern of refuah. A person could take the cream, if they want to put it in a specific place, put it onto the handle of a spoon, or and then dab it into those places without rubbing it. Just look at that as a shinui. To remind a person that they can't rub it in. This will not solve the problem when you have creams which must be rubbed in. In other words, it's not efficient just to place it there. A person has to rub it into the skin. We have to explain that still, Be'ezus Hashem. A person needs to spread it over a larger area. So a person, let's say a baby has diaper rash and they want to put some of the cream on the area of the diaper rash, they can dab it in multiple places. Then they can put the diaper on top. And when the person does so, even though eventually the diaper is going to cause it to move around, but it's not a secret that any given act is going to cause it to move it around. So that's not going to be a problem in that situation. That being said, putting it directly onto the diaper or onto a piece of gauze, and then putting it down, the nature, usually when the person uses gauze and they do that, they then spread the gauze around. They move it around to spread it. So therefore, that would not be the appropriate way to apply the cream because of this concern. But once it's on, just putting it on top is not a problem. In a situation where it needs to be rubbed in or rubbed around, so asking a non-Jew is going to be permitted. It's a shus to shus. They're talking about a cream which is not on a deraisa level. It's going to be permitted. Even on a deraisa level, a mir lakum on a deraisa, v'tzarech ha-mechela, shem ha-zakana, if it's the person really is become ill because of the whole this to the point where the whole body is worn out that he's not full of mishkob, a mir lakum on a deraisa, the tzarech is going to be permitted. So we have the heter of shus to shus b'makom tzar, that even if a person does not have a din of a chayli, but just that he has discomfort, you can do shus to shus b'makom tzar, and a person has a din of a chayli, even a mir lakum on a deraisa is going to be permitted. And that's why we pass in regards to refuah. There is a fascinating psak or multiple poskim in a case where a person has the cream, which the cream is rubbed to the point that it gets absorbed. That's not memereach. Memereach is spreading something and leaving the layer there. Rubbing it into the point that it gets absorbed into the body, it does not go into the iser. So the nature of creams which are fully rubbed in, the time wise is a tshuva, which says that's going to be permitted. I'd like to clarify that a little more. Exactly how to do that properly, Be'ezus Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.